What's causing all this?
Woo! Put Scooter on the phone, you bird brain.
What do you do, backflips? You jump up there in a silly suit? What do you do?
You go, bam! I want you to play that.
All right. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. Fast Freddy here. Another live, fun edition of Fast Freddy Rocks Youngstown from the state-of-the-art Youngstown studios in beautiful downtown Youngstown, Ohio. Always got to do that as a tribute to my buddy Dan Martin at Martin's Appliance many years ago in downtown Struthers. That was his big catch line. And with me, of course, is Joe Danier. So, Joe, I'm sure we'll chat a little bit. I'm not building my hopes up too high for the show today, because to tell you the truth, I think 2 weeks of St. Paddy's Day partying, I'm kind of dragging a little bit. I'm really looking forward to this weekend to just kind of chill for a while. Oh, no, I can't even do that. We got the motorcycle swap meet this Sunday at Yankee Lake. So if you have a bunch of old motorcycle parts laying around that you want to get rid of, bring them out to Yankee Lake, and then you could sell those and buy a bunch of others. You know, you take your crap out there and then you sell it to somebody else, and you take that money and then you buy somebody else's big pile of crap, and then you take it back home. Or, you know, the thing about there is one rule about swap meets. You never tell your wife or girlfriend how much money you make at a swap meet. It's like gambling. You right. never really right. say how much you know, because they don't know what some of that stuff is worth. They see a big pile of rusty crap in the corner of the garage and they want it out of there, and that's all they care about. And then literally they know, you know, you take it up there and some guy's going, oh, that's a Fender I've been looking for. Hey, how much you want for that seat? Oh, I like those handlebars. I'm working on a project. And the next time, you walk away with a nice little pocket full of money, and the wife is happy because all the stuff's out of the garage. Until you start thinking, and then you go, oh, you know what? I'm going to start another project. Or you see something out there, you see a frame or a piece of a bike or something, and you start thinking, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about doing that, and I got this other thing. And so it's like an endless cycle. But so it looks like I will not be off this weekend. Sunday, 10 to 4, we'll see you at Yankee Lake, at the Yankee Lake Ballroom for the spring swap meet. And it's hard to believe, but bike night season is right around the corner. Before you know it, it's almost here. I don't know where this year went already. I know we always talk about how fast the days are flying by, but we're into April already. And that mild winter really just made it buzz right by. There wasn't all that usual suffering that we go through. Right. And we're not really battling with a lot of potholes like we normally do when the roads are, you know, when it freezes and thaws or whatever. But so that's what's happening there. So I guess I'm not going to be off this weekend after all. I thought I was. Oh, getting back to motorcycle stuff, all our bike nights are going to be starting back up. Yankee Lake, Quaker Steak and Lube in Austintown, the Ice House, and a lot of motorcycle activity coming up. We're having a big rally the second weekend of June at Quaker Steak and Lube in Austintown and with Youngstown Harley-Davidson. And this is going to be like a three-day extravaganza with bands, and it's going to be something big. And hopefully we're starting something that this is going to be an annual event that's going to continue to grow. But that's going to be a lot of fun. So I got that coming up. Got to give a shout out to our buddy Keith Sturgeon from Skeeter Graphics. He was on the news the other day. Keith is starting to wait until you see this card that Keith painted. We're doing it for Ace Frehley from Kiss when he comes to the Robbins Theater. And he did this card, and we're going to have people sign it. You know, it's a metal card. It's about 2 feet tall. And Keith did such a knockout job on this. We can't wait to have all our listeners and the people come to the show sign it. We're going to present it to Ace and everything. And it's going to be a big night. And I know Keith is pumped. And we're working on an Ellis Cooper project, too, for the Covelli Center. So we got two big things in the fire here right now. And the card that Keith did is absolutely awesome. Hey, my buddy Gary, my fellow lowlife brother, checking in. Good to see you, man. The Low Life Brothers. We've had so many good times over the years at the chicken roast out at the castle. That's a big motorcycle party, which is coming back again this year. I'm looking at my calendar already and it's like, oh man, that's July 8th or 9th, whatever that Saturday is. That's a crazy party out there. Old school biker, wet t-shirt, anatomy contest, tattoo contest, kind of like anything goes out there. So that's always a good time. Oh, my friend Linda checking in, our old neighbor from back in the hood, back in the day, my sister Lynn. I should have invited her down, but you know what? I had enough of her today. I'm a little burnt. I'm a little burnt on little Linny today. Yeah, so I don't, what she does is, you know, she's always striving for attention because she was the youngest and nobody really cared by the time she came around. I'm 12 years older than her, Okay. You know, so nobody really cared. She never really got any attention by the time she come around, you know, nobody cared. Mm-hmm. And she's desperately tries to seek attention and then she wants to like latch on with me and then like befriend my friends and stuff like that, you know. So ride my coattails, exactly. Not a little bit, but yeah. So that's what she tries to do. And you know, that's just the way it is. But yeah, she'll be on the podcast at some point. Okay. And it has to involve she says she's done packing my lunch. You know, she does pack my lunch every Thursday, and I have to admit, and she does a good job at it. But
sounds like you just screwed that up.
So much for my Thursday lunches now. Yep. You know, but we'll have her on, and then you'll see what I'm saying. You know, it's one of those things you just got to get out of your system, and then it's like, okay, now I see what you mean. Okay, good. But St. Patrick's Day. Hey, there's Hoag's checking in. We got to get Hoag's back on. Oh, his buddy Chuck has another book signing coming up. And I wanted to make sure that I pass that along. Let's see here. I gotta get this message from Chucky. He's got another book signing coming up. And let's see. I got to find it because I'll tell you, if you didn't catch the podcast with our buddy Chuck, who was a prison guard, and he has a book out that is just really fantastic. It's called Duty, Valor, and Corrections, and it's by Chuck Williams. And you can even look up our podcast. That was a no holes barred podcast. That might go down as one of our best ones. It's probably one of our best ones. And I mean, some of the stories that Chuck was telling about his time in the prison working there were amazing, with the, you know, fights and murders and just about everything. And I got it. So he's going to be doing a book signing on Saturday, April 1st at Winemaker's headquarters on Belmont Avenue in Youngstown. So I'll post that on my Facebook page, and you'll definitely want to check it out. He's a great guy, and the book, and you know, and look up the podcast that we did with him because it was amazing. Oh, now my sister doesn't want to be on anymore. Yeah, okay.
See, her feelings are hurt. Oh, her feelings are hurt. Coming
up. Oh, do I have to apologize to little Lindy?
Like, if you want lunches,
I'll have to think about it. I'll have to think about it. But yeah, Chuck Williams, check out his book, and very interesting stuff. And look up that podcast that we did with Chuck a while back, because it'll have you on the edge of your seat, man. I mean, I was just sitting here, and you know, I mean, about people getting killed and some of the stuff that that's one thing I think you don't want to. You don't want to go to jail for something major.
Ever.
You know, I can't see why all these dumbasses out here do all that stuff, you know, and stupid stuff. And just to give up years of your life to live in this like hellhole. I don't know.
Now I got, do you ever get any fan mail from jail? From someone sitting in prison?
You know what? We used to a lot. Not like it used to be. And we'd get calls, you know, will you accept a collect call from a correctional inmate at a correctional institute in the state of Ohio? You know,
and you're like, sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Awesome. You would always take it. You would always take those calls. And so, yeah, you would get those and letters, and, you know, sometimes people would, you know, some of the inmates, they all had like a story about how they're being held in there and they shouldn't be, or, you know, they're running up these charges on me. And then a lot of them, you know, they make you feel bad, but then when you check into it, it's like, nah, this guy's a troublemaker, or this guy could have probably been out of here a year or two earlier, but he's a screw off and he keeps breaking the rules and that kind of thing. But, you know, but we used to have a big listenership back in the day. And one of the, you know, it's request songs and things like that. You know, there was for a while a pirate radio station in Youngstown, and it was beaming. And I think I know where it was at. It was in the old GE building, because I was following the signal, and, you know, and then it made sense, because that was like a 6-story building. And then I noticed a little antenna on the flagpole, you know? And I said, you know what, that's where that thing is at. Because right when you got to it, you know, it was really loud there. And then as you drove away and you drove around a little circle, and, you know, they were playing like hardcore rap and, you know, no holds barred language and stuff. And they were beaming songs and stuff over to the people in the jail across the, you know, across the river. And, you know, it was pretty wild. It didn't last too long.
I have no idea why.
And, but you could see the way the thing was set up. It would be hard to bust them, because I'm sure they had, like, you could slip out a fire escape or something, or it might've all even been all taped. They probably might have just had the setup in there and taped it, and away they went, you know. Yeah. Or maybe had another little relay from another location or whatever. Location. Yeah. But it was pretty wild. It didn't last that long, but it was pretty raunchy and pretty dirty. And they were beaming mostly over to the prison, over to the county jail, you know, which I thought was pretty cool. I should have taped it and add some tapes to that. I think that would have been pretty funny. But, yeah, no, we used to get a lot of prison requests. Now I think probably a lot of those guys, you know, maybe aren't classic rock people, and now with Spotify and everything else, and, you know, so who knows what they're doing.
Did that pirate radio station, did it have like a DJ?
Yeah. He would read the request So it was, he would be on there, and, you know, he'd be swearing and MF in this and MF in that and all that kind of stuff. Jay Bird checking in, man. I haven't hung out with Jay Bird for a while. He's another one. Unfortunately, I'll be stuck with him here now for the rest of the summer. So don't feel bad, Lenny. Don't have your feelings hurt. You know, it's like Jay Bird too. You know, I'm going to be stuck with him, and, you know, it's, you know, oh boy. But anyways, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Nice cup of espresso, as always.
Wake up the brain pretty good.
My brain is so foggy right now. I can't even think straight.
So tell me how the St. Patrick's Stuff Day went.
The parade was awesome. The parade was a good time. And we had two big parties over at Magic Tree. Magic Tree was jamming. I'll tell you, a lot of places were jamming. You know what? It's good to see that we're getting back into it. I'm really feeling like we're getting back into it. Even like with the lube on Thursday nights, explaining or expanding now, getting back to every week, you know, when they were doing once a month. So, you know, I just see things, but it seemed like every place was jamming. But Jaybird wants to stop down. Yeah, that's all I need is Jaybird to stop down, my sister to stop down, you know. you missed Harry George the other day. Missed Harry George. We had Harry George special guest. So now I know Jaybird, my sister, going, oh, you had Harry George in and you're going to shun us? Okay. Hey, Lori Mercer, how are you doing? Lori Mercer checking in, one of our motorcycle people. But, so that's pretty much, St. Patrick's Day. The Magic Tree was jamming. After the parade, we had the band No Funk, No Justice. And, you know, they did a good job. And, you know, I was jamming. And Sandra Miller from Y103, we had a good time. And then Friday, man, we were just rocking all day. And I was set up inside, you know, they had half of the bar was like for family dining. You know, if you didn't want to be around music or anything, you just want to bring the kids in, get a corned beef sandwich or whatever. Then the other half of the bar, I was DJing in there. So we were doing some dancing and, you know, whatever else, you know, goofy stuff that I do. And then they had the party tent, and the party tent was just jam packed. They had the Feral Cats, which is the adults with special needs from Purple Cat, and they have a rock band, and they have so much fun. And you know what? And it's just so great to see them. It almost brings a tear to your eyes, you know, and they do such a good job. And then Old School was there for a little bit in the afternoon, and Old School's got such a huge following too. They are a top party band. And then the house band wrapped up the evening, and it was so packed in that tent, you couldn't fit another person in there. So we had an awesome time. So I'm still dragging a little bit about that, you know? So,
what kind of food did you partake out there?
You know what?
Magic Tree is just notorious.
I wasn't eating that much. You know, really? I was so busy drinking, I didn't want to get too much food in my alcohol system and cause a chemical imbalance, you know? So I had to be careful with that. But you know, it was just so busy, you know? I mean, when you're up there and, you know, I wasn't even thinking about food, you know? It was, but it was a good party, and everybody was, everybody, all the bands, No Funk, No Justice, Feral Cats, Old School, house band. I mean, you couldn't go wrong with that. It was just a good time. And I just got to give a big shout out to Rudy out there at Magic Tree. He does such a good job, and he's such a good guy. And you know what? He's one of these guys that is out there supporting other restaurants and places too. And you're surprised how many places he'll be in, you know, he'll come in, whether it's the Royal Oaks or any of these places downtown or whatever. And he's one of them guys that believes that the whole, you know, industry is all in it together. Yep. And, you know, I give him a lot of props for that. He's a good dude. And plus, you know, just because he hired me to be the DJ, I mean, the guy must have some kind of a screw loose, but, and you know what? Oh, and you know what? I probably should give a shout out to my sister, Lenny, because she did come and help and, take pictures on the parade at the after parade party. But you know, where was she on St. Patty's Day? She went to New York City. Really? Yeah, she was partying with some of her friends in New York City. So, you know, weren't there for me then, you know, but now, oh, you want to be on the podcast.
Scores even now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just even.
Yeah, I would say. Hey, a little earlier, we were talking about Ace Frehley coming to Robin's Theater in downtown Warren. They have a whole bunch of great shows here coming up. And, we got Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, and the Southside always puts on a good show. And we've had him at several different shows around the Youngstown area. Now, of course, he goes back to the days of the Jersey Shore, and when him and Bruce Springsteen and little Steven Van Zandt, all those guys were starting out together in the music business, and they worked together. One of the most famous shows at the Cleveland Agora was when Bruce Springsteen played at the Richfield Coliseum. And after the show, he came down and joined Southside Johnny on stage. I think that was 1978. Legendary show. So you might want to look that up. And then we had Southside at Ridge Lake. We had a concert at Ridge Lake in Mineral Ridge. We had some good times out there. And then we had the CD106 10th anniversary party at the Metroplex, starring Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. I have never seen so many people party so freaking hard. You know, they had shot girls walking around with trays of shots. People were buying entire trays. They would come around and people would just say, "Hey man, give us a tray." Hey, sweet Christine 16 checking in. She was out at the party. You know, her and her husband, Ray, were running sound for the bands, and Christine was hanging out, and boy, yeah, we did have a great time. It was an awesome time, man. And getting back to Southside Johnny. So we had this party there. It was our 10th anniversary, and what was really crazy about that is because everybody had rooms. So they just really went balls out because, you know, okay, we're just going to stagger upstairs. I mean, they had naked people running around the halls and everything else. You know, the day after, it was such a smashing success. And the day after, you know, we would always get these calls like the day after. We thought we had this like perfect promotion or something. And it was like the owner of the place calling pissed off with some kind of a complaint. Like, hey, we have 14 rooms here that weren't paid for and this and that and the other thing. And it's just like, okay, come on, man. But it was just crazy. People were just going from room to room and partying. And it was, but yeah, Southside was the ringleader of that. And he'll be down at the Robbins Theater. The Outlaws are coming to the Robbins Theater. They always put on a good show. I think they're down to like one original member now, Henry Paul. But that's one of those bands that has really kept the sound, you know. It just seems authentic. You know, some bands, they seem like they're a tribute band or whatever after they lose so many people. But as these bands start getting older and stuff, you almost have to look at like their lineage or how they present themselves. It's a little bit more than just saying, oh, it's the Outlaws, you know, or, oh, it's just a tribute band. It's only three guys left or whatever. But as we're getting older and these bands and people are getting old and sick and dying and falling off and everything, that you have to kind of look at it a certain way. I think it's how it hits you because, you know, Skinner, right, you know, down at, Covelli Center last summer. I mean, they're down to, I think, zero original members. You know, Ricky Medlock was in the band on and off before he went to Blackfoot and stuff. But I mean, nobody complained about it. It seemed like a real rock show to me, you know, and it was sold out. They sold out the Covelli Center and not one person walked out of there and going, oh, it's a tribute band, man. You know, everybody was happy. So I think how it makes the people feel at the end of the day is how you judge that. You know, if you walked out of there and you felt like you had your money, you got your money's worth, then you're going to come back and see him again, or you're not going to, you know, bitch and moan. And, I would say that bands like that, or even people, you know, rap Journey about that because, you know, Steve Perry's not there anymore. And, oh, it's not the original guys. It's kind of a tribute band. Well, you know, you still got a couple of people, but it's the way they present it and the way they pull it off. So if that makes sense, you know, it's not Journey. Nah, I guess not, but it's what Journey is today, you know? So
what do you think of the announcement of the Canfield Fair for the musical acts out there?
You know what? I didn't even know who that guy was. Co?
Luke
Combs? Luke. No, it's Co somebody. At first I heard Coe. I thought they were going to have David Allan Coe. No, and I'm going, David Allan Coe at the Canfield Fair. What's going on here? You know, but no, the guy's first name is Coe. I'm not sure. You know, that's one thing though I got to give country music credit for is that they keep coming up with new stars all the time. That's how they keep it fresh. They got new people all the time. They just keep coming and coming and, you know, rock, you know, we still got Aerosmith and, you know, Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin and, you know, these country people, they just keep, you know, a good example of that was like that Florida Georgia Line. When they were first coming out, they played at Stamp Auditorium. And then the next thing, you know, like 2 years later, they were the biggest thing. And now I think they're, I don't know what they're doing, but you know, it seems like country is, they do have an influx of new personalities and new people. And it seems like, you know, whether you like the kind of music, whether you think it's country, whether you think it's pop with a twang, which is where I think the most of the new country is, you know, outside of the, like the outlaw country and the guys like Chris Stapleton and some people like that. But, you know, I see that stuff and, yeah, they do keep it fresh. They do keep it fresh, man. They always have somebody new and there's always somebody else out there and, you know, and that's the way it goes. Yeah, the guy's name's Co something. And it was the other one, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men, I saw that.
Boys to Men. I just think the name of that band has always been like, or vocal group, whatever they are, you know, boys to men. Now they're probably in their 50s or pushing 60 and they're still boys to men, you know. Well, it should be like men to old men, you know. But yeah, some other things coming to Robin's Theater. We got Blue Oyster Cult. They always put on a great show. Donnie Iris, he's going to be there. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees. I might actually go to that show. You know, when I grew up, the Monkees was the biggest show on TV. You would not miss the Monkees. It was like, it was must-see TV, man, the Monkees. And you know what's crazy about the Monkees is their music is really, really good. It still holds up, you know. Last Train to Clarksville, Pleasant Valley Sunday, Daydream Believer. You know, all those songs are just so good. They're just so good. And you listen to them and you play them. And the whole story of the Monkees is kind of crazy because they were just looking for actors to play a band, play a band. And they were just going to make it like a parody of the Beatles and like the Beatles Help movie and all those movies that the Beatles did and stuff. So they were going to make it a parody of the Beatles kind of. And so they said, we need these four guys. And, you know, they did the casting and everything. And then when they first started out, you know, they didn't play their own instruments. They did sing, but they, you know, and they were just like a farce. Well, as the show was going on, they wanted to be a real band. And I've heard it described as they're like Pinocchio, where the puppet became a boy,
right?
Because they were just pushing like, hey, oh, Cole Wetzel is the guy's name. And so then they actually did become like a band and playing their instruments and stuff. And it wasn't meant to be that way, but it just like through a series of events. But yeah, when you listen to their music, I mean, they got some of the best 60s music out there, you know. You know, it's Pleasant Valley Sunday, Daydream Believer. Everybody loves that song to this day. You know, I mean, it's just a diehard one of them songs that's going to be around forever. So, but yeah, you'd always have to watch the Monkees. You would not miss the Monkees, you know. So Mickey Dolenz, I think, is going to be a fun show, even though he's getting up there. I don't want to mention these people's ages. I just don't want to do that. Ace Frehley, of course, is coming. Tab Benoit, great blues guy. Kind of like a mellow rocker, as they call it now, yacht rock. I guess 70s, 80s mellow rock. Now it's called yacht rock, you know. And
I get it.
Yeah, because you're chilling and, you know, stuff. You know, like Christopher Cross is considered yacht rock. And I guess Little River Band now is considered yacht rock and just this mellow kind of stuff. That's not really Boat or Jimmy Buffett oriented, but it's got that, you know, whatever. Okay. But Ambrosia, they're going to be there. They got that one song, Just How Much I Feel. Donnie Baker from the Bob and Tom Show is going to be there. That's going to be funny. Donnie Baker is hilarious. You know, Jay Bird is trying to team up with Hoags to come down and crash the podcast today. You guys better hurry because I don't have a whole lot today. This isn't going to be some kind of marathon. We don't have any booze. We have nothing. You know, this is almost like Seinfeld today. A show. Yeah. It's a show about nothing today.
Should I let security know that Hoags and
You know, they show up. They show up. You know how that goes. And maybe they could pick up Lynn on her way too. Bring her along. Might as well. Why not? You know. What else? We were speaking to the Outlaws. You know, Green Grass and High Tides, and I'm trying to think. Freeborn Man. There goes another love song. You know, they have some good songs. And I'll tell you what, about 5 years ago, they maybe a little longer. I hate to say 5 years ago because it was probably 10. It could have been 15, you know. The other day they were playing.
In 93.
Yeah. The other day in 93 they were playing. They played this bar in Conneaut Lake. What did they used to call it? The Palms. And this was probably one of the best rock shows that I've seen. Leanne Binder was the opening act. The place didn't have air conditioning. And it's this cement block building, and everybody was jammed in there on this hot summer night. You know, they had all the doors open. For some reason, I kind of like that when there's a band jamming and all the doors are open and people are walking in and out and stuff. And I'll tell you, they put on such a good show, and it was hot and sweaty, and everybody was, and they played so good that night. It was like, man, alive. They could have recorded it. It sounded so good. And, you know, they're that typical Southern rock band where they have the three guitar players. And when they were jamming Greengrass and High Tides, man, I mean, they were playing like they never played it before. And even when they got done, man, I mean, the one guitar player, he was like doing splits and stuff. And he's like, I haven't done that in years, you know, but it was really, really good. It was just like one of those magical moments where the crowd was just perfect and everything came together. And it was, I put that on like one of my list of good concerts, you know, especially for a small place. It was, they really sounded good. As a matter of fact, I was sitting there thinking, boy, too bad this ain't like in the old days when sometimes you would broadcast the whole concert live. And I thought, boy, that would have been one broadcast live because it sounded so good, you know, and Leanne Binder.
What venue do you think has the best acoustics for a rock band?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. My hearing is so shot.
Okay.
You know, listen to some of my commercials and stuff. You know, it's just like, does that guy hear? You know, I'm terrible when it comes to hearing.
Okay.
You know, I think sometimes it doesn't, you know, Robin's Theater always seems to sound good to me. You know, it all depends on the sound company and who's running the soundboard, I think, more than it does the venue, you know. But at least that's me. But I'm not that big of a, you know.
Audiophile
or whatever. Hey, Barb Cerny, how are you? Hi, Barb. Thanks for stopping out to the Magic Tree for St. Paddy's Day. Oh, wait, you didn't. That's right. Oh, okay.
Ooh, ouch.
Anyways, and it was her birthday. Happy birthday anyways, Barb, even though you didn't stop out. I had a birthday drink for you and everything, but too bad. You know, we were talking about the Outlaws too, and somebody posted a advertisement from a rock concert from August 1989, and it was at Sharon Speedway. And I'll tell you what, this is another one. Oh, okay. I had COVID, couldn't come out. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got COVID. Yeah, I got COVID. Can come out. You know, yeah. All right. Okay. So anyways, Sharon Speedway, they had this concert. I think this is the last time they ever had a concert out there. People out there don't want anything to do with it. You know, they think it's too disruptive because it's out there in the country. Hey, Don, how are you? Don checking in from Tennessee. Oh, yeah. Okay. Jay Bird wants me to announce my credit card numbers because he ran over on his bar tab. Yeah, sure, Jay. I'll just post them. We'll put it right on the screen here.
This is your channel. Like, feel free to share your credit card.
Yeah. Here we go.
Right to
you. I'll just read it right to you. Anyways, they had this show out there, you know, Two Decades of Rock. And it was Left End. There we go. This might be the first show where we didn't mention Boots Bell or the Tomorrow Club.
Well, now you have.
Yeah, there we go. All right. And I will mention Michael Stanley coming up in a little bit, you know, because it's his birthday is coming up on Saturday, Sunday. But anyways, Left End, The Outlaws, Pat Travers, Boom Boom Out Goes the Light, Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild, Foghat, Fool for the City, Molly Hatchet, Flirt with Disaster, and Bachman Turner Overdrive, all in one big day. And that was in 1989 at Sharon Speedway. And it was presented by 95K Rock. Now my sister's trying to make me feel guilty. Who always gets you a pickle back? You know, have you ever had a pickle back? Those are good. Oh, it's a shot of Jameson, and you chase it down with a shot of pickle juice.
Oh, it sounds disgusting.
Oh, it's good. Oh, yeah. Hey, us hunkies, man, we love our pickles. Okay. We love our pickles. So, yeah, the pickleback's a good one. It's a good one.
What do you think about Boom Boom Mancini and being inducted in the Hall of Fame next month?
I thought he was already in. Really? I figured he was in 10 years ago. Yeah, Boom Boom in the Boxing Hall of Fame. And I'm like, well, yeah. What do you mean? You know what? No, I looked at it because I thought that was an old story. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, this guy, he got to be, you know, he should have been in there. You know, what is this, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or what? You know,
they're holding out.
Yeah, you're waiting on Boom
Boom.
But I'll
tell you, last year, Whitney Houston got in the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right. And Dolly Parton. Well, that's why, you know, Joe Thomas going in for the Cleveland Browns in the Rock, or in the Rock Hall. They might as well put him in there, you know, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know, and, you know, the Steelers fans got it. And then somebody told me, I go, well, if they could let Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I guess we could let a Cleveland Brown in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Amen.
And I was kind of like, well, you know what? In a way, I see your point. I wasn't even pissed. You know, yeah. I might have flipped them off as I walked away, but it was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. I wish I would have thought of that.
They don't got me anymore because they're just not good like they used to be. So Steelers fans can suck it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, they haven't done anything in a long time.
That's right.
Now, if we could just win one to get that monkey off of our back, and then we could go on and then we could say, all right, now we're in a new era. And if we could run off a couple in a row, it would be nice. But when it's supposed to be our day in the sun, here comes Cincinnati and they step up and I don't know.
Next year.
Yeah, yeah. There's already people out there posting on there because we got that guy from the Jets. Hey, we got a speedy receiver. You know what? Honestly, I am so jaded with the Cleveland Browns. I was in Dunkin' Donuts today and these two guys were talking and they were just like going, oh, yeah. And that dude from the Jets and, you know, he runs that, you know, we got that speedy guy that we need now. And I'm just sitting there going, guys, I wanted to just walk over and sit there and say, I have been through this so many times and I have heard this since the 1980s, the same freaking thing. Always. It has not changed. I cannot get excited about the Cleveland Browns in preseason or in March. I can, you know, everybody always asks me the same thing because everybody knows I'm a big Browns fan and everything, you know, huge Browns fan. You know, I've lost countless bets, you know, to Steelers fans and stupid bets, but you know, it's like whenever anybody, hey, well, what do you think, man? We got this guy. Hey, how about that? Hey, we got rid of that guy and we're going to, and it's just like, ask me what I think about the Cleveland Browns at the end of October. Let me ask me about the Cleveland Browns at the end of October. Then I will tell you. Until then, to me, this is all mumbo jumbo. This is all the same stuff that we've been hearing since the 1980s. And it just keeps going and going and going. I guess some of these younger guys are like, yeah, you know, they, you know, maybe they, you know, maybe you're 25 years old. You started rooting for the team when you were 10. So you only had 15 years of heartbreak and you think that it could still happen. And you still have that, enthusiasm or whatever. Your dreams haven't been shattered, you know.
PTSD over the team we love.
Right. So that's how it goes. Is it too early to say maybe yet next year? No, Bob, it's not.
Nope.
No, it's definitely not. Time. Yes, it is never too early to say that. It is never too early to say that.
Yep.
That's why you always want to, ladies, if you're looking for a mate, or guys, if you're looking for a mate, always try to find a Cleveland sports fan, because there's nothing out there that you can do that is going to disappoint them that the Browns haven't already disappointed them.
They're used
to disappointments. And then the old one is, and they don't expect the ring. You know? They don't expect the ring. And it, you know, and they always know, oh man, my husband's a drunken bum and he hasn't worked, but he's going to get a job next year.
Yep.
He's going to quit drinking next year. You know, he's going to try to find a job next year. He's going to get one. Honey, the plumbing's leaking. You know, the ceiling's leaking. It's falling through. That's okay. Yeah, we'll fix it next year. I'll get to that next year, dear. Oh, okay. All right. So that's why you want to, you know, to me, I have just been so just beat and kicked and, you know, and it's just like, I you know, when we win one, I'm going to celebrate. If they hurry and win one, you know, I ain't getting any younger, you know, even now that might be the thing that pushes me over the edge. man. The Browns, they finally won. Then I had the big one, Fred Stanford, Elizabeth, I'm coming, you know. But maybe that'd be the way to go out. Oh, he went out doing it, celebrating the Browns. Well, I guess that would be all right, you know. But yeah, I ain't getting any younger, you know. I'm not getting any younger, so we got to win this here sooner or later.
At least we have the Guardians.
Yeah, there we go. You know,
contenders long, almost.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
Year.
You got to just, you know, pray for Terry Francona.
That's it.
That's one thing that, you know, that's one thing that those guys were talking about when in their intense at the Dunkin' Donuts and their intense Cleveland sports conversation, you know, about the Browns and this guy and that guy. And, you know, see, I haven't followed it that deeply either to either even get involved in those kind of conversations. But the guy did say, yeah, you know, he goes, at least with the Guardians, man, we got Terry Francona. You know, he could take a average team and make it a something special. And then he said that guy could take chicken shit and turn it into chicken salad. Whoa. And that was my big line for today, except I couldn't use it on the radio.
That was Socrates, one level.
Yeah, right, you know. And I was like, okay, am I coming to Ohio Bike Week? Don Berkey wants to know. Yes, Don, I will be there at some point at Ohio Bike Week, probably not Saturday though, probably the Sunday, because Or the week before, because I got the United Way Fishing Tournament on June 3rd, I believe it is. So, yeah, I'll be up there at some point, Don. I can't wait for Ohio Bike Week.
In the weekend, 60 degrees.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I'm ready for that. And so that was, you know, the big Browns discussion. And I'm just like, you know what? I really cannot get that enthused. You know, I'm more pumped up about these shows coming to Robin's Theater. You know, I'm looking forward to having some fun at the Ace Frehley show.
Never break your heart.
You know, well, they can too. Oh yeah. You know, and I'm sure when Ace was really drinking heavy and stuff, I'm sure he broke several hearts at several shows. But, you know, Southside Johnny is going to be fun. You know, Donnie Baker's going to be a blast. We're getting ready for bike nights and all this stuff. So I got a lot of different things that I am focusing on that I know are going to be fun or have the potential of being fun, as opposed to worrying about the Cleveland Browns and is this guy and being that into it, you know. So it's a...
the draft used to be our Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're not even picking until like the what?
Yeah. We have now? No draft picks Zero. Left because we threw it all on Deshaun Watson. Yeah. So yeah, at least before that would be the thing, and then we would get all that hype, and then they would always pick this guy, and it would always be a bust, and you know everybody would be all fired up, and you'd be having that same conversation. Oh man, did you see that guy? He's benching 450 and he's running 40 and blah blah blah, and you're just sitting there and you know, and hey man, oh, did you see when when they played, did you see what he did against the Buckeyes, man? Look at some of his highlight films. Oh man, the combine come out and this guy, who's a beast, man. And then he gets hurt on the first snap in practice and never plays again. Everybody's fired up. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too jaded with that anymore. It does not excite me.
No one would blame you.
It doesn't excite me. It's not, and it doesn't mean that I'm not a fan. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to be, you know, rooting for the Browns. But it's just like, you know, hey, have at it, have fun, go do what you want to do. Talk about it all you want, you know. That, you know, that's what's cool, you know, but it's going to be the same thing. What else is going on here? Birthdays this week. I was talking a little bit about that. Eddie Money, the money man, Eddie Money. I had a chance to hang around with Eddie Money a couple of times. fun guy. Is he? You know, he got a little goofy after he had that stroke. Yeah, I think he did a bunch of blow back in the day and he had a stroke and he was a little goofy after that. You know, you could see that he was just a tiny bit off, but, you know, in a charming way. Okay. You know what I mean? Probably one of the best broadcasts we ever did was when he played at Stamp Auditorium. And Kid Leo from WMMS was there. And because at that point he was working with Columbia Records, and that's where Eddie Money was on Columbia Records. And we were doing this interview. We were doing the show live from backstage in like a dressing room at Stamp Auditorium. And this was when you could still smoke and everything. And it was me and Eddie Money and Kid Leo sitting at this little table, and people were piled in there. And everybody was smoking and stuff. And I tell you, the broadcast we were doing, it to me, that was the closest I'd ever get to like the glory days of WMMS, because Kid Leo's there and Eddie Money's there. And it was Friday afternoon and probably one of the best shows I ever did. But, you know, nobody – see, this is why some people, oh, cell phones and stuff. I would have loved to have had a little video clip of that or a picture. Nobody even has a picture of it. It's like, you know, but then every once in a while I'll run into somebody that was there, but there was only a handful of people there too, you know? And I say, that was the craziest thing, man. That was so badass. But then we, you know, the money man, he used to play around here all the time. And especially towards the end, you know, he played at Conneaut Lake Park. He played at the B&B backstage. He played at McMenemy's. He did some kind of show out at the Lake Tavern out in Mecca. For a while, there was like Eddie Money was just like the house band of Youngstown, you know. And, but he was a fun guy to be around, very fun guy. And I remember him and Kid Leo. They come to the radio station, and Eddie had all these posters. He just laid the posters out on the ground and laid on the ground and started signing them. It was just like it was fun though. It was fun. He was a good guy. So that's one of the guys celebrating birthdays this week. Elton John celebrating a birthday this week. And yeah, he finally retired.
What a long career he
had. Oh, isn't that something? You know, going back to that long, and you know, and still went out on top. But you know what? Here's the thing I think about a lot of these people is the electronics and microphones and processing and everything is so much better these days than it ever has been, you know? And how, do you really know if these guys are singing? Are they playing a backing track? You know, I mean, sometimes you could tell, but I mean, you know, if they are, you get the feeling. But I mean, when they're really doing it, I think you could really tell too, though, right. You know? But
Elton John did Vegas, right? So he was playing probably 200 shows a year.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was doing it that much. He was just doing residencies where he'd go there. And, you know, that was getting big for a while. You know, a lot of the bands were just playing Vegas so they don't have to tour. You come and see us and we'll just set our stuff up here and, you know, we'll mosey down the steps and play. And, you know, we're not going to get on a bus or a plane. And then, you know. So that has changed a lot. But Elton John, man, I'll tell you, I saw him. I was always a big Elton John fan. And I saw him at the Richfield Coliseum, like when Goodbye Yellow Brick Road came out, which is a fantastic album to this day. You know, they just did that Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd thing. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road would be a good album to have an anniversary about, you know. But yeah, he played, seeing him like at his cocaine fueled wild man top of the game was really something to see, you know? And he still put on a good show at the end, but hey, let's face it. The older you get, you're going to slow down, but with music, at least you could deliver something though. You know, I mean, if you've been doing it for a long time, you're still bringing something to the table. You know, I think if you're a musician and you play and you play and you play, you only get better. You know, it's not like athletics where just because of the nature of what you're doing, your body's going to wear down because of the physicality of it. But I think with music, if these guys can stay in shape, that's the thing now. you know, before all these rock stars partying, binging, cocaine, you know, just going balls out nuts, you know. Now, when they got older, they start realizing like, oh man, if I want to do this, you know what? I better start getting in shape. Yep. Like Bruce Springsteen, like him or hate him, I got to tell you something. That guy is in tip top shape. Mick Jagger is in tip top shape. Somebody put a, what do you call it? The step meter or whatever on Mick Jagger. And I guess he did a show where he covered 6 miles in a show. Okay. So now you know what kind of shape you have to be in, especially if you're 80 years old. I mean, you look at a guy like Paul McCartney and you could just see he's a vegan. He's skinny. He's slim. He's trim. You know, these guys work out every day. They got a personal trainer. They probably work out 5-6 hours a day. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised. First thing in the gym, you have nothing else to do all day, you know? And so what do? And they know they got to stay that way if they want to rake in this money. But you wonder how many people are using tracks and all this kind of stuff, you know, pre-recorded and playing along and, you know, especially in some of them big, you know, like say, you know, the rumor flying around now is Def Leppard or Motley Crue was using certain tracks on that stadium tour. On a stadium show, how would you even know, really? I mean, it'd be kind of hard to tell. And then even if you're watching on the big screen and sometimes it looks like they're not playing what's being played, but the sound takes a while to travel when you're watching on the screen and stuff. So that could be deceiving, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that say that, you know, it goes on more than you think.
Right. Now I was listening to an interview with a country artist and he was comparing old country to new country and how like they used to be able to rip out 2 albums on like first takes and whatever.
Yeah.
And now when they do an album, they have to be so perfect on everything. It might take them 6 months to put 1 album together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When you look at like, even like bands like Led Zeppelin, they recorded a lot of their music like in like a year and a half or like 2 years. I think their first 4 albums, you know, even the Beatles, they recorded so much music in such a short period of time. And that a lot of that, there wasn't a whole lot of overdubbing and stuff. It was like, all right, we're, you know, Tom Petty recorded like that even towards the end, you know, we're going to set it up and we're going to play it. And that's what we're going to yep. use, you know? And, you know, you get a different feel like that too, you know?
And like you said, like with the processors and the technology, you can get it absolutely perfect.
Yes.
But that's probably changes the music a little bit.
Yeah. Because then it's not like live, you know? Yeah. And I think that's another thing hey, Barb, how are you? Good to see you. Barb Fox checking in. Say hi to Tiff. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, you know, and even the way they make music now is like, you know, some of these bands, they might not even be together, period. You know, somebody will lay down a bass track and they'll send it to the guy on an MP3 and he puts it in the Pro Tools and then he adds his little part and then he send it to the next guy and then he does whatever, or, you know, it goes to a producer and they put, you know, some kind of electronic pre-program beat tracks or whatever. And then
the band never has to meet each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, TJ, what's up? I got to give TJ a call. I'll talk to you about that thing on Sunday, TJ. I'll see you then. So
you got a stalker.
Oh, Jay Bird. Okay. Let him in. All right. I guess we'll let him in. Jay Bird. Okay. You're coming in, man.
Don't you worry, Fred. You have $100 tab, but Frenchies don't do
that. you don't have to offer him a seat. I mean, you know, you could continue on, and we don't have to stop where we were going here. I mean, you'll chime in. All right, Jay Bird stopping by. What's up, man? I haven't seen you since the Daytona.
Oh, dude.
What's going on? What's new in the world of Jay Bird?
Wintertime's a bad time for me, dude. So I just sort of vegetate.
Yeah.
We have some interesting stuff coming up this year. Dude, the ride's coming up. we're going to head down to Florida again.
Don't even tell me.
We're stopping. We're not going all the way down to
Key West.
Key West this time. We're going to stop Fort Myers.
Oh, okay.
We also have Tale of the Dragon coming up again. Yeah, we're going to spend a couple days down in the Smoky Mountains.
So did my sister send you down here just to rub this stuff in? Is that what this is? Hey, you know, go down there and tell him all this fun stuff that you're going to do while he's working.
Well, you know, you have to work to pay my bar tabs.
I can't believe they let you get away with that again.
Yeah, just don't go into Frenchies because they're looking for you.
All right.
And if you happen to get that mail that comes into Y103, just saying.
Oh, Ashley's checking in.
Oh, my.
Jamie's checking in. Hi, Jamie. TJ. Yeah. Oh, swap meet. You coming out to swap meet Sunday?
Yankee Lake.
Yankee Lake.
Yes, sir. I'll be out there. I got to come out and see if I can find me a motor. Dude, I've topped 100,000 on that bike already.
Uh-oh. Well, you don't want to be a bozo. You know, as long as you're changing that oil.
And not
instead of adding.
You know, honestly, I don't know how long a Harley will run. You know, the maintenance has been kept up, you know, all three holes there every 5,000. I really want to go back cross country and do Route 66 one more time.
Oh, that would be a blast, man. And I know a bunch of our crews going up to Sturgis here coming up in August. And
I've been asked if I was going to go.
I know.
You know what, Fred? I was out to Sturgis, and it's more fun, and you get to see more and experience more when the rally isn't on.
That's what I hear.
You can hit all the bars on Main Street and all the custom bikes. I mean, you can actually go down to the Full Throttle Saloon and sit there and enjoy everything. I like the rallies, but I also like to be able to see things and do things and experience things.
Yeah, like titties and body shots and assless chaps. And
you had a camera on me tonight.
Yeah. I always get to, yeah, I want to go there and I want to go to the bars. I want to see these women.
$5 beers during rally. Okay, just saying. No, I'm not cheap. Damn.
Yeah,
damn,
you are.
Beer is beer.
He's out there using my name to get free beers. Oh, I'm not cheap, though.
It wasn't beer tonight. It was liquor. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, thanks. You thanks.
Know, a side of surf and turf and, you know, enjoy.
All right. Ashley wants you to come out to Arizona Bike Week.
Yeah. It's no longer Laughlin River Run. What is it, Ash? Put it up on the screen so we can see.
Hey, I got to give a shout out to my good friend Donna from out of Conneaut Lake. Oh, man. You know, I really got to get together with Donna and our whole crew out there from back in the days of Bikes, Blues, and Brews. We had such a good time. And, you know, we were just talking about the Outlaws when they played over at the Palms up there in Conneaut Lake. Probably one of the best shows I ever seen. It was just one of the magical nights where the band was just on and the crowd and It was one of those special nights.
That's the way it was when we went out the first time to Gettysburg, Lita Ford, Jackal. Dude, when you go to those and you have three and four different bands playing during the night, I mean, it is just such a ball. You know, we got to get your butt out to Gettysburg with us. We're going this year. I believe it's July 6th through 9th.
I am trying not to book anything else than what I got. I really got to tell people that, look, man, I mean, because we got just the stuff that we've got, you know, we got the, you know, Brothers Regime chicken roast at the castle. That's July 8th or 9th.
So oh, you'd be home just after.
Yeah. August. I think I got something July 5th though. What do I got? July 5th.
See, you forgot. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if I don't remember it, it doesn't exist, right? So if I don't show up and I just tell them, hey, I didn't know. I forgot. You know, that goes over real good. Huh? I was supposed to come to your event and I was supposed to host it. I forgot. Slipped my mind.
Must have been a jack.
But Lube Thursday night's going to go every week now. We're back every week. Okay. So yeah, that's three more days in the month though that I can't ride.
You know, it's terrible because I want to say, would like to get you out on some good rides. I think, did you make it to Cougar Bob's last
year? Yeah. That was one of our first rides. Remember, we went there and it was too packed, and then we went over to Remember this? Now here, let me refresh your memory. We went to Cougar Bob's and it was packed, and they said it's going to be an hour wait or 2 hour wait.
Two and a half hours.
So we went up to the Flying J, or whatever it's called,
Flying W Ranch,
yeah. And we were the only ones in there, and it still took us like an hour and a half. Yeah, we were sitting there going, "Well, if we knew we were going to wait this long,
you gotta love."
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. My mom's 90th birthday is July 15th, 16th, 17th. So I'm gone that weekend. That one might be doable. Ohio Bike Week. You know, I can't go up on Saturday the 3rd.
Yeah, but
we'll go the week before. Yeah,
you know we got to go do the pictures of margaritas.
Right, jeez. Right. Yeah,
there
Margaritaville.
Is no margaritas that compare to that ride.
You know what? Now TJ, our buddy from Abate, he's already talking about the Abate raffle again at the end of August at Margaritaville. It's so crazy because TJ starts selling these tickets now, and we'll be seeing him at every bike week every week, and he'll be like, "Hey, you got to buy some tickets." And then the next thing you know, we're going to be sitting here, and it's going to be August 26th.
I know, I'm telling you, time went so much slower when we were young.
Oh, well, you know what? August 26th, too, that's the Naughty Nurses run is that day. And then the following day, August 27th, is the Wilson run.
And that's another great run. I mean,
I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this, and I'm going, man. And then Jody Fox is doing that run and that benefit for his son and Rick Young. They're going to have like six bands at the Ice House. That's going to be August 6th. And I'm just
your summer's just about taken already.
You know what? And
it ain't even started yet.
No, that's why I got a lot of these concerts that are coming up in there. You know, I got to be at Alice Cooper. I got to be at Ace Frehley.
That really would hurt me.
Doobie Brothers. Got to go to the Doobie Brothers. That's going to be one. We're going to be broadcasting from there.
You know,
Donnie Iris and REO Speedwagon.
It was usually Doobie Brothers. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Really?
That's how I ended up in the service.
That was Have a Doobie Brother. You know, that wasn't the band, the Doobie Brothers. That was somebody. I think it just started out with Doobie Brother. That's how that whole thing went down. That had nothing to do with that. Yeah, so we got, you know, and then we got to just do our normal stuff. You know, we got Cougar Bob's. We got the bullpen down in the villa.
Oh, what a place.
You know.
And this time we have to hit it so we hit the bands during the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Sunday?
They're on Sunday, but when we went down there, we didn't go until late. I mean, we were lucky we had that nice day that they were even open.
Oh, and again, dude, such beautiful rides. I'm telling you. The mountains through PA, we are actually blessed.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I had to go up to Penn State the other day, and I got to tell you, I'm just, you know, you're just riding through there, and you see all our routes and Clarion and Hamilton and Foxburg.
I have been to Foxburg already.
You know. And all those places, and you're just saying, man, you get off of this 80 and you just go right down in there, and you got some of the best motorcycle riding you're going to find anywhere. Yeah. Mountains, rivers. It's just
next to the Smoky Mountains down south. Honest, we are blessed in this area to be able to go back to PA Route 666. I mean, we have some of the most beautiful roads back through there. I mean, 62 coming right out of Hubbard all the way down through Franklin.
Yep.
You know, you've got to stop in the office and pay your respects there. I mean,
yeah. And what's that one there at 62 where you could either go straight or turn?
Oh, the garage.
Yeah, the garage. You got to love the garage, man.
Yeah, we have a lot of good places, a lot of good times, a lot of good memories.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get back out.
Kinzu Dam, you know, I can't forget about that.
600 miles so far. Where are you?
I'm nowhere. I got a big goose egg. I'll tell you that. I got a big goose egg. Okay, your daughter Ashley says she's quitting her job and she's just coming back home to ride with you all summer long.
Oh God!
But
I got to do something to piss her off.
But no, I'll tell you what, we do have so many great places. And of course, you know, Geneva, you know, we'll be there 5 million times.
Well,
and
we can't really go down to 170 much right now.
Are we still going to go to the State Line Tavern and show some love, or what's the deal there, you know?
Do we got to put on the Tyvek suits and the breathing apparatus? I'm not quite sure.
Because I think that's one of the stops on the Teddy Foltz run, right? We usually stop at State Line and hit all those bars down around.
Did you see that all of the past train accidents in the last month have all been Norfolk Southern?
Yeah.
What is up with that?
You know what? I think the problem is there's a lot of train wrecks out there. But usually they don't make the news. And after this one, now every time it's going to be one of those things where every time there's a train wreck, it's going to be whether it's a caboose falls off the track or something. It's going to be like, there's another one. There's another one.
What was our movie that was about the train wrecks?
Wednesday night bike night. Yankee Lake.
No, there was a movie and it came out on Netflix years ago before this accident happened in East Palestine, and it was about a train wreck and the toxic chemicals and the burning them off. White Noise.
I don't know.
I can't remember right offhand. I wouldn't say it was
the only train wreck I remember. Wasn't that Richard Pryor? Wasn't he in a train wreck movie or something? Wasn't there a comedy in the train wrecks at the end, or smashes into the station, or was that a thriller where the train was out of control and the people were on it and there was nothing they could do to stop it?
Come on, man, you're really testing the brain cells here. I burnt them out years ago.
All right, well, let's stick. We'll keep talking about motorcycle riding. Then
Oh, dude, we got to go down and hit 555. We got to go hit the Ohio Dragon, which is 536, I believe. We have been blessed to be up here, and we have so many beautiful.
When I go down to Florida. I look at some of them, they don't have that kind of stuff, I mean, a lot of them places, man, you got those straight roads and no hills, no nothing. And it's just like,
Florida, I was the slowest thing on the freeway at 90 miles.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, that one time that I rode from Daytona to Tampa on I-4 and I-75, that had to be the most dangerous motorcycle ride I was ever on. I was shitting my pants. Seriously, because you have like 8 lanes of traffic. You get like 8 lanes of traffic, and then these people see Disney World over there or Universal or this.
They're coming across.
Yeah, they're not even looking. They're in the 8th lane outside, and they're like you say, nobody goes the speed limit. It's 90 miles an hour the whole time.
You're
standing still, one or the other. You get on I-95, can be standing still, or you're going so fast, you better.
Be rolling 90 mile an hour, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're stopped.
Hey, look who's checking in, Marlo. Hey, Marlo, we haven't seen Marlo in a while.
Marlo and Jeff, his birthday
a couple weeks ago.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
So Marlo's always fun. We'll be seeing her out there somewhere. Marlo will be standing on her head selling raffle tickets at the Teddy Foltz run before you know it.
Yeah, got to say hello to James. He's having him a ball right now, too. Dude, the things he's into right now is unreal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Met Robert Irvine. Asked him, how do I get your job? He says, how many years you got left in the service, kid? He says, 2 more. He says, come give me a call.
Oh, wow.
The kid is really setting the world on fire with what he's doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Unreal.
That is good. Yeah, so what else is going on motorcycle-wise? That's almost our whole summer. I'm getting bummed out because I'm looking at all these things all these commitments that I have, and it's going to be like, man, I got to squeeze in a ride or two here somewhere.
you know, you're working in the morning hours when we're out riding. Yeah. Bike nights in the evening hours when we're coming in to see you.
And then in the summer, people want to do things on the weekends. They want to have parties on the weekend. What is with these people? You know? Oh, let's have a party. It's the weekend.
Yeah. I will party any day of the week. Weekends don't mean nothing no more. I couldn't even tell you what the date is nine times.
Well, see, you're one of them retired people. You know, I was at the Y103 Bowling League on Tuesday, and there was a couple guys up there who are retired. And, you know, I told them, I said, I just can't be friends with you guys anymore. I said, once I find out you're retired, it's like, you know, I want nothing to do with you. These people that are like this, these retired people, Joe, that sit there and go, oh, every day is like Sunday, Saturday. Hey, guess what I'm going to do tomorrow? What? Nothing. Oh, yeah, I did it yesterday. I'm going to do it tomorrow and the day after too. And then I'm like flipping on a bird like, okay, this is why you can't be my friend, especially him and our other buddy, Vinny. Oh. You know what? You know what? Now, I may be
the same miles right now.
maybe I take this the wrong way. Maybe I'm being a little oversensitive with this kind of stuff because, you know, I'll be working, although Vince doesn't think what I do is work. Okay. That's he doesn't feel that what I do is work. Okay.
You know, it was really hard this year.
What's that?
You were sitting out at Magic Tree for St. Patty's Day. And remember last year we came there on the bikes and t-shirts.
Yeah.
70-some degrees. It was just so beautiful.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. Nobody was wearing coats. Nothing, man. Oh.
And this year, bundle up, baby.
But anyway, so maybe I take these guys the wrong way. See, you know, I have this chip on my shoulder. And, you know, when they're out there, I think they're rubbing it in. Like, hey, look, we're out here. We're on the motorcycle. Hey, here's one of your favorite spots. We're having a beer. Hey, remember this bartender? Remember? Hey, say hi, Cindy. Say hi, Cindy. And, you know, and I think they're rubbing it in. But these guys are saying they are just thinking of me. And knowing that since I can't be out there, that they're sharing this with me, that I'm there in spirit and they're sharing this with me. And here I'm taking it the wrong way. Like these guys are rubbing it in like, ha ha. Yeah. Be an asshole. Hey, look where we're at. Ha, ha. You know, but see what there really is. They're thinking of me and saying, look, man, we know you can't be here.
So you
know,
here you go, have a couple pictures, enjoy the scenery.
Yeah. And then they take an attitude like I'm being a dick to them because they're trying to be nice to me, and this is the attitude that I take.
And this is the stuff us retirees, you know what? He puts us through hell and back, dude. Always judgmental, you know, just saying.
Man, maybe
and,
I just
and had, here we are trying to be his friend.
Helping me out. Yeah. Just like those HBO, people, just like whenever, out. Just whenever you have one of your friends in, you know, middle of winter, that's sitting on the beach in Florida, that always got
us Mai Tais and shit. Who is that, Fred?
Hey, sometimes when you do it, it does feel good. Hey, I'll tell you what, when I do it, when I do it, it's rubbing it in. It's making, you know, if you were thinking, hey, that's really nice of this dude because we're sitting here freezing and he is thinking of us and he wants us to, you know, maybe get that little warm feeling that we could just take a second and pause and imagine us being on that beach as well. You know, no, don't take it that way. I'm rubbing it in. I'm rubbing it in. Somewhere in there.
We share the adventure when we're out. Me and Vinny do not do it with any malicious intent. That's what
brothers are for. That's what riding brothers are for. Yeah, they know I'm stuck. And, you know, they could just keep on riding, but they say, oh, man, I bet he'd like to see, you know, oh, when we come up that hill and we come around that bend and the
you know,
hey, he'd like to see that because he enjoys that. And this will make him feel good. This will make him happy.
That's it.
I'm sorry that I
light in your day.
I'm sorry that I misunderstood. You know,
how dare you?
Yeah, look at that. You know, and these guys have a right. Hey, look, this is our friend. This is our buddy. This is our riding brother. And this is what he thinks of us. We're trying to be his friend. And this is what this guy.
And he puts us off as being total assholes.
Boy, now I really feel bad.
9 out of 10 times it is possibly true.
man.
But yeah, me and Vinny's been out. You can bullshit a bullshitter.
Yeah.
She's waiting to come back and ride with you again. She really liked the trip down to Luann's we did.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
She loved 170.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Oh, you know, and then we got that big deal coming up at Youngstown Harley. On the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
7th and 8th of June?
Yeah, yeah. The weekend after Ohio Bike Week. And I can't wait
to see what that's all about.
They are really trying to make this
an annual thing.
Yes. And I know Jackie and everybody's been putting a lot of work into this. So this might be the little kick in the ass that we need, to get like a bigger bike event other than bike night,
They need to offer something with some rides, dude. We need to take them back into PA on
this. Yeah. Well, we're starting off on that. Now they did put together a list of like different bars that you might want to stop at. And I think as we expand this, it's going to get into that.
Bringing that up, while I was sitting at the bar tonight eating.
Yeah.
Roll and Ride.
Yeah.
Heels for Wheels does that one for us.
Yeah.
When do our new books come out? Because, dude, I got last year's book and it's full. I forgot to send it in, so I got to start all over again.
Okay, so
the Roll and Ride is many, many different bars and stops throughout Ohio and Pennsylvania.
Oh, so what you're saying is you got to go ride into all these different locations.
Shoot dice, and
when you go there and you go to this location, and it's usually some kind of fun biker bar or a Harley shop or whatever. And then you go there on your motorcycle, you ride there. And sometimes you try to plan your ride. So maybe say you're out for like a 5-hour ride and you could hit 5-6 different stops. And then they mark your book and you roll a dice and you have a chance to win some prizes.
Or a new motorcycle.
And the more you go to all these different places, the more your book gets filled up. And so you're saying that
it's like a passport for the motorcycle.
And you're saying that you had filled that up last year.
Yes, we did.
Now, Joe, do you think this guy is just concerned as to when the new book comes out? Or should I take that as a dig? Is he sitting there going, hey, I filled my book up. I had 3 stamps in mine. Well, I lost mine anyways. I think the Ice House, the Lube in Austin Town, and Yankee Lake.
And the girls from Heels for Wheels.
Okay. A little plug for our friends. Oh, I understand. I guess I'm edgy. All of a sudden I took that as a dig. Yeah. I thought it was like, hey, here's my full book. How many stamps did you get? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. You. Okay. I'm seeing it that way. You're going with dig. Okay. Thank you. It's a good thing. This is like people's court here. Divorce court.
Can't dig no more. that's a fun thing. Honest. And that's how me and Vinny put on miles. Is we will go and try and do those 5 stops a day.
Yeah. No, it and is.
I mean, you have them anywhere from here to Zanesville to West Virginia and another place we haven't been. The hot dog shop down in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
Hillbilly Hot Dogs.
Yeah, down by Huntington.
Yeah, that's supposed to be
they're working on getting rid of the helmet laws in West Virginia too.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, I know.
Pain in the butt.
I know the guys from Abate of Ohio have been helping them to try to get that rolling, So that would be nice if they could get that squared away.
Another nice ride is going down to the New River Gorge in the big We got to get you out there with us and get some miles on these bikes.
Hey, I'm going to try my best, man. I'm going to try my best.
Dude, my bike's a 2010, and I've probably been through 15 tires. Unlike people I know that still have their factory tire on the back of their bike.
Just in case you didn't know, Joe, what he's saying is that I probably haven't got 5,000 miles on my bike on my tire. That's what he's saying. It's like you got that one. Even you got that one, right?
I made it painfully obvious.
Yeah, so
one summer, you know, was five oil changes, three sets of tires. Come on.
No, I hear you. I hear you, man.
When you can keep up with us, you let me know.
Well, like I say, some of us got this little thing called a J-O-B, you know.
Don't you swear at me.
A three-letter. That's only a three-letter word. Okay, let me give you I'll give you a four-letter word. W-O-R-K. How about that? How about that one? No, I didn't say W-K-R-P. W-O-R-K.
What the hell is that all about?
And then see,
why isn't Vince?
Jeff is checking in now too. Hey, what's up, Jeff? How are you? But anyways, I don't know. We ready to wrap this up. I got work. Some of us still got work to do. I am not done with my work yet. You know,
we can't go catch a nightcap here after you're done here.
No, I got to get running, man. I got to get back.
You got to get moving. Don't say running. We know you don't run.
Hey, and you know how that old saying is, if you see me running, you better start running too, because you know something's really wrong.
Yeah. Somebody's chasing me.
Holy shit. That guy's running. Freddie's running. We better get going too, man. Something's happening.
Yeah. Springtime's around the corner. People watch out for us on the bikes.
Yep.
Fred may be out there with us.
He's got great tires on his bike, that's for sure. Yeah, hey, listen, we'll see everybody this Sunday, Yankee Lake, for the swap meet. Motorcycle riders, come on out. And bike nights will be starting up here before you know it. We'll be seeing you down at some of the shows here coming up soon at the Robbins Theater, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes in a couple of weeks. And just a lot of fun. So,
do you have any info on shows coming into the amphitheater downtown here?
Well, we got REO Speedwagon and Donnie Iris is one. Doobie Brothers is another one. So those are the two right now. And I'm sure we'll continue to add on as,
You make sure you plug them when it's coming around, because dude, that is another one of our little diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah. Downtown. Oh, and, you know, we're talking about Robbins Theater in downtown Warren, of course, River Rock at the Amp too, man. I'll tell you, that place is jamming. That, you know, last year was like one of the first years that I really went out there, and I'll tell you what, I was really impressed. And now they're going to have real bathrooms out there to get rid of the Porta Johns. And a lot of bike parking out there too. And I'll tell you what, man, the crowd out there and the bands they get are really phenomenal. That's another diamond in the, it's not even a diamond in the rough. Everybody knows about it by now.
But it's finally come back around.
I think this year is going to be the year. I think we're finally over this whole COVID thing. Just looking at, you know, every place it was jamming on St. Patty's Day, you know, it was really getting back to the old ways. I know Frenchie's was jamming. Magic Tree. you walked out on my tab.
What are friends for?
And I know the Lube in Austintown had a nice turnout, and there was a lot of good places. You know,
I was watching on Facebook at all of them, dude. I really didn't want to go out and get into the shuffle out there. First off, it was cold. Second off, don't need a DUI at this age. I really don't.
Ubers. Well, who says you have to drink to have fun? What do you need alcohol to have fun for, man? I mean, are you so shallow that you can't go somewhere?
Yes, I'm that shallow. I ain't gonna lie to you. Honesty is everything, Fred, you know. Who's gonna go to a bar and sit there and drink pop or water? Just saying, you know, it's St. Patty's Day.
Too bad you don't have a motorcycle, because this goes on for like eight hours a day. This starts, you know, it starts right when we leave, because, and I have been improving on getting there on time. So then I can't win. If I get there late, I'm a dick. And if I get there early, it's like even more of a thing. I don't know. I think I get razzed more if I show up on time than if I show up late. They expect me to show up late, so nobody says too much. But if I get there early or on time, then it's like a big deal. And then I really got to hear it.
Now, come on. So we had a ball when we did the Neil Peart thing. and the people watching downtown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still got to edit that and put that together because I was just looking at some of them clips from the other day, and that is really awesome.
The other day, I seen the country store that we stopped at just outside of...
Oh, yeah.
Where's the cuckoo clock?
Sugar Creek.
That is the oldest country store in the U.S.
And there was a lot of interesting things on that ride.
That whole ride was beautiful. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. God. Yeah. It was something different. Yes. Yeah. I mean, the bad part about that is there, you know, I still want to do that. For people that know what we're talking about, Neil Peart from Rush wrote in his book that the first time he rode a bicycle, 100 miles was before a show at the Richfield Coliseum. He rode 50 miles down. What is that? Route 37, maybe?
39.
Yeah, 39. Yeah. And anyways, he rode from like the Richfield Coliseum on these back roads. Yeah. 50 miles there and 50 miles back on a bicycle.
And those are some hilly.
Yes. Roads. You know what? To sit there and go, a guy rode 100 miles. And so then when he, in later years, when he, you know, started touring and taking his motorcycle with him, he would always ride that ride. And in his book, one of his books, he talks about, you know, the routes that he went, where he stopped and had a sandwich and things like that. So what we did was we recreated that ride. And we did a video of it. And I think at some point, and if I could pull this off, that we, you know, since he died of cancer, if we could do like a cancer benefit somehow and just do this ride in his name, and I think it would be a unique ride. And it would be,
hey, we end down at Baggers down in
Sugar Creek, right by the world's biggest cuckoo clock, right around the corner. And the only thing about that run would, it would be a little more of a roughing it run because it's not a lot of bars and stuff that as you go along, it's a lot of back roads and it's a lot of Amish country. And so, I mean, you would have to pace yourself as where you're going to take a leak or, you know, and they also have a thing called a flask and a cooler. Yes, some people
what
know.
What are you talking about, man? I never have one of those.
But anyways, so in his book, Neil Peart from Rush wrote about all these roads and everything, and he always, whenever he would come back to this part of the country, he would always make it a point to ride down there. And who knows if we put the word out, who might show up, or Dave Grohl or something who's a big Neil Peart fan and a motorcycle guy. There's no telling who might see that and just and come along. Join. You know, and would have to kind of make it like.
But you know, the bad thing, if we were to start at Richfield, there's nothing there in that field. We don't have. we don't have a parking space.
That's what I'm saying. The logistics would
have to go meet up at the bar up on the corner, that gray and black one.
Yeah, either there or the Winking Lizard right down the hill.
Oh, Stinking Lizard in
Peninsula.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's just right down the hill the other way, like a mile. Yeah. You know, but we really got to put that together because that would make Rolling Stone magazine. That
you
really
think
would.
So.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like I said, that was such a beautiful ride. And I got a whole new respect for that man.
Oh, to ride a bicycle
on those routes.
Holy
dude,
shit,
that was
man.
A lot of hills.
I know.
100 miles. You know, 50 miles ain't bad going one way.
Yeah.
You got to come back.
Yeah. Could you imagine you're riding a bicycle and you get 50 miles and you go, okay, let's turn around, go back now.
Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, that's, if it was flat, straight.
But I'll tell you, there's a guy, too, that has rode around the world several times, and he's had some adventures. Actually, that's what saved his sanity was motorcycle riding because his wife had passed away, and then his daughter had passed away a short time later. And he just got on that Beamer and just said, I'm just going to ride until I feel better, and went around the world twice.
You know, I can relate to that because the best – best therapist I bought is two wheels. And there's nothing like getting a peace of mind and a little bit of wind therapy. I'm telling
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. No, it really is.
You're in your own world.
No, it is.
The people we meet.
Now, if you could just get the bike to sign some scripts for you, you'd be in good shape. When you get that automatic bike that just automatically dispenses the meds, then you'd be set. No, but
I think stop at all the dispensers.
You just program it in the GPS and you'll get there. But no, I think that's the one thing that a lot of people don't really realize about the motorcycle thing is that relaxation and stuff.
You lose all your worries.
Yep.
It's you and the wind.
Yep.
And then when the beautiful places, like I said, Pennsylvania, I mean, Foxburg, the ride up through 59, 19 out through Grove City's another good one, 9 to 39. New Philadelphia.
Hog Heaven. We got to get down to Hog Heaven. That's another place, man.
For some good barbecue.
That's
a good place to go.
All
her rides either have ice cream or food.
Usually
a lot of food.
And beer. The ice cream and the food really isn't that numero uno, but beer.
They must serve beer.
Yeah, right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Nothing tastes better on a hot day when you're on that bike to pull over, whether it be hard cider or a cold beer.
Twisted tea is another
just
good
an ice cold drink, and oh my god.
Yep.
You know, don't overindulge, but stop and have you one.
Right. Yeah, not to endanger yourself or anything.
We're not going out to get totaled, but we are going out to have fun.
Yep. Yeah, Joe's sitting there thinking, I got to get a bike.
They are a blast.
Well, you either come out with us and you either love it or you'll say, I'm never going to do this with these assholes.
Like I said, to ride from here to Colorado in a car is one thing.
Yeah.
To do it on a motorcycle, it's a whole different experience.
Yeah.
I mean, the smells, the wind, it's... You know,
Honda said it best back in the 60s. Honda had a commercial out, and their whole commercial was you could look at the scenery or you could be a part of it, you know. And I really enjoy being a part of it.
It's just a whole different way to travel. And I mean, things are why they seem so much better, I don't know.
But they do.
66 from end to end,
they do.
What a ride. Like I said,
and don't you hate it when you're in a car and you're driving down some road somewhere or something, you're going, man, I wish I was on my bike on this road. I got to remember this, man.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. I mean, it's peaceful.
Yeah.
How else? It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
The people you meet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole brotherhood. It don't matter if you've never seen these people before in your life.
Yeah.
But when you pull into a bar on that bike or you pull into some place and stop and eat and you've got more bikes there, these people come over and start talking. Well, where are you from, brother? You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different family you never realized you had.
Yep, exactly.
It's a good time.
It sure is, man. I can't wait. We're going to be here sooner than you think. I mean, April's here, man. April's here. We're going to be we were at Cougar Bob's in April last year.
Me and Vinny come out and seen you at the Magic Tree.
Yeah.
Dude, we didn't have on coats, short sleeves.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yep.
This year.
Just short of
snowmen.
Yeah. But in February, if we could have moved St. Patrick's Day from spring back to winter, we would have had a nice day.
There you go.
All right, Jay Bird, let's get out of here. I got work to do, man. I got to get rolling. Joe, thank you for everything. Thanks for just barging in. It wasn't like, hey, Jay Bird, he's here. Come on, have a seat. It was like, It was like, oh shit. And then the next thing, somebody's out there.
I tried to get Hogs to come down and join me, but he said he had to work. So.
Well, hey, and if next we'll have my sister come on. Sooner or later, I have to have my sister come on so she doesn't cry and pout. Tell my mommy. you put her on.
Freddie's being mean to me, Mom.
I just want to be on the podcast. I want to say stupid stuff too.
I want to be recognized for the stupidity that comes out of this mouth.
All right, guys.
Don't take it personal.
All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you this Sunday, Yankee Lake Swap Meet. See you whatever's coming up at Robbins Theater. Catch you tomorrow afternoon at 3 on Y103. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content.